Well, Data footballers Conor Murray and Kellyanne Hogan are the joint winners of the October WLR Grenville Hotel GAA Award. Murray played a starring role as Rathgormack regained the Conway Cup. He scored 110 from play in the 2023 Championship and pulled the strings in the county final victory over the Nair. Conor was unable to attend the Granville as he is currently away in New Zealand, but he was represented on the day by his Uncle Joe.
When any individual award is given out, it's probably a recognition of how the team that Conor has played with has done. So Rathgormack, as you said, had a great win against the Nair in the county final, and Conor was a central part of that. He had a good season, probably his best season in a couple of years, and so far as he seemed to enjoy his football this year. Maybe took a bit of pressure off himself and enjoyed playing back with the club. And from the club's point of view, it was a pressure situation in so far as they'd been beaten in the previous three county finals. So going into that fourth final, there was a bit of pressure on the team, but on the day, they were exceptional as a team, and Conor was central to that.
The other joint winner for October is Kellyanne Hogan from Ballymacarbery. She kicked 5 points as Ballymac made it 42 in a row against great rivals Cumber Rangers, and followed that up with 2-5 in the Munster quarter-final win over Feddert. Well, I caught up with Kellyanne at the Granville last week and asked her firstly for her reaction to picking up her first monthly award.
I was probably a bit surprised, actually. Probably expected for you to win it now if it was anywhere from our club, but yeah, happy out of it now.
How proud are all your family and friends as well?
Yeah, sure, my mum and dad are happy out to get a day out down here as well, so yeah, it's great.
How much of an influence have your family been on your own career, Kellyanne?
Sure, my mum wouldn't have know much about football now, but my dad is very heavily involved, yeah. Sure, he probably showed me how to do an instep kick from the very, very young age, so yeah, definitely reaping the benefits of it now.
Yeah, did your father play himself?
Yeah, he played in the Nair for 20 odd years there. We were just saying he won 2 county medals in Nair, so yeah.
So he was out in the back garden with you from a very young age?
Yeah. Steering me away from the punt kick anyway, so yeah.
Was football always number one, Kellyanne, or did you try out other sports when you were younger?
I probably played every sport under the sun when I was younger anyway, but yeah, football kind of took over when I turned 18 there. I was just playing football. I played tip soccer, and I played hockey and basketball when I was in school, and had a stint in Camogie as well for a while.
But why did football win out in the end?
I suppose the club I'm in, it'd be weird not to take over with the football now, but yeah, I'm glad I stuck with the football anyway.
How young were you, Kellyanne, when you first played adult football with Ballymacarbery?
I think this is my 8th county medal now, so I think I was around 14, 15. I think I definitely was mad to get on the senior panel when I was younger. I think I played about one match with the junior team anyway, and then was just mad to get into the senior setup and haven't looked back since.
Yeah, which players did you look up to when you first walked into that Ballymac dressing room?
I suppose there's an array of players that you could look up to now, but probably Karen, Aileen, Reid, Michelle Hopper, Michelle Ryan, all the Ryans. Yeah, they're probably the biggest names that I would have looked up to when I was younger now.
You've enjoyed great success with all those players, Kellyanne, both county and Munster. You're just off the back of beating the Banner in the Munster final. What was the homecoming like in Ballymacarbery that night?
Yeah, no, it was great. Now we had a great night. Sure, it's great to do the double now, so we're just going to drive on to the All-Ireland series now and hopefully do a bit better than we did last year.
Was there a few people out to greet you when you came back from Mallow?
Yeah, we all went back to the community centre and then had a guard escort to the Ducey's, so, and got food there, so it was a great night.
Great stuff. And you mentioned Breed McMaugh earlier, Kellyanne, you've been like a double act this season. What did you make of her performance in that Munster final against the Banner?
Oh, she was unstoppable. 7 points in play. I don't think anyone's going to... Everything she touched went over. So I don't think anyone was going to stop her that day, no matter how many people were marking her.
You had a serious battle in the county final, Kellyanne. Went extra time. You got 5 points in total that day. But how much of a battle was it against Cumber Rangers?
Oh, it's a serious battle. Definitely the hardest match we've played this year anyway, and probably the hardest county final we've ever played. It was looking edgy now on our perspective at final time, so people would probably thought that Comer would have drawn the extra time, but luckily enough we kind of got our act together in extra time and got over the line.
What was said before you went back out in the field for extra time?
Towards the end of final time, like, we were, our energy levels looked low, so we were just kind of bringing them back up and drive on from there and just get a few scores on the board.
And, like, how much of a rivalry is there between yourselves and Comer Rangers over the last few years?
I don't know, can I put it into words now, to be honest? But sure, we're best friends with them when we're not playing club, and then when club season is on, they're our biggest rivals. But yeah, no, sure, I suppose that's the way it goes when we're playing them every year. Like,
yeah, and you've an All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to now. You've a big trip up to play the Armagh and Ulster champions, Clonairn. How much do you know about them, Kellyanne?
I suppose we all kind of watch their Ulster final now. They're a new team. It's their first year in the Ulster final. They looked promising going forward, like bursting forward with pace as a unit. So I'd say their backline will be hard to break down as well with their blanket defence. But we'll be hoping to do it now when we go up there.
Will all your family been making the long journey up to Lorgan?
I'd say it's undecided now yet, but hopefully they will. Yeah, it'd be nice to have their support and be nice to see a few familiar faces up north.
You're after coming back off a serious injury a couple of years ago, Kellyanne. Can you just talk us through what happened there?
So 2 years ago I broke my ankle in two places and had to get surgery. So I have a plate, six screws and a tight rope in my ankle at the moment. Definitely took a while to come back and it was very frustrating, but I'm thinking I'm coming to the other side of it now, so just going to drive on.
Yeah, who helped you through that time when you were out injured?
I suppose it was an individual battle at the same time. I was probably in my own head more than anyone else. But yeah, sure, Pat Sullivan was county manager at the time, so he was very understanding with me getting back to where I was before I broke my ankle and just driving on from there. And Kenny Murphy was my physio and he did serious rehab with me, so yeah.
Yeah, what's Pat Sullivan like to deal with the Waterford team, Kellyanne?
He's very understanding and stuff. Yeah, sure, he was the one brought me on to the senior panel when I was 16, so I can only be grateful for him now. But yeah, I've been with him now, this is my third year in a row, and you can say nothing but good things about him, and hopefully we do a bit better than we did last year and avoid relegation. But we were probably unlucky there in the All-Ireland series, but yeah.
Yeah, you've been in relegation playoffs the last 2 years. Kellyanne, would be an ambition next year to go a bit further and maybe make an All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, it's just the narrow margins now that we're losing out on. And, like, we had an encouraging league, so the hope would have been to build on from that. But I think we kind of just stayed at that level and then people just kind of came above us. But, yeah, we only lost, I think it was a 3 or 5 point margin that we lost out on. Me than Donegal in the All-Ireland series, so we'd be looking to build on that now.
And off the field, Kellyanne, what does your day-to-day involve at the moment?
I'm currently studying finance in UCC, so I'm just busy enough in college now. I'm in final year, so that's keeping me going anyway, and I'm playing with UCC as well, so it's just football and college now for the meantime.
And what ambitions would you have after you finish up in college?
Hoping to do a master's next year in accounting and then work with KPMG for 2 years and get my accounting exams done. So, yeah, that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, we wish you all the best for that, Kellyanne. And are you commuting up and down from Cork then for training both with Ballymac and with Waterford as well?
Yeah, so I'm living up in Cork at the moment now, so I come back on a Wednesday and Friday for club training. And then go back up on the Sunday after training. So I'm doing it all year round, so I'm well used to it.
Yeah. How do you find travelling up and down during the week?
No, I don't mind it now, as long as I have all my college work done. And I think if I was under pressure with an assignment or an exam, coaches would be fairly understanding with giving me a time off training. something for that, yeah.
I'm sure, I don't know, there was a protest during the year from the ladies football players and the Camogie players about, you know, getting expenses. I'm sure that's something that you would like to see sorted out, given the travel commitments that you have at the moment.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's probably the biggest thing with going back for training, is the expense of it. Like, petrol is extortionate at the moment, like, and like, we're living up in college, paying rent. Like, it's only fair that we get expenses to come back for training and stuff. Like, it is an amateur sport after all. And yeah, no, we were lucky enough to that the GPA were behind us the whole way, and we got our equal pay. So yeah, we're delighted with that now.
Yeah, is there any other your Ben McCarbery teammates commuting from long distances?
Shirbridge is up in UCC with me now, so it's nice to have her coming back to Ballymac training with me now. So yeah.
And just finally, Kellyanne, how much are you looking forward now to this All-Ireland semi-final against Clonairn, and 60 minutes away from representing your club in Croke Park?
Yeah, no, it'd be an unbelievable feeling to get to Croke Park now in an All-Ireland club final. We've never been there before with this team anyway, and we probably had a bit of regret after the All-Ireland semi against Kilcare and Cambourne last year. They were a serious team and we were probably a bit naive going into it, but we're definitely going to be more prepared for it this year now, yeah.
Well, Kellyanne Hogan, October winner of the WLR Grenville Hotel GA Award. Congratulations again, and thanks a million for your time today.
Thanks a million, Thomas.
Plays outside to Karen McGrath, inside to Sinead Kenrick. She's got her a right in already, has Sinead Kenrick. Chance here now for Kellyanne Hogan, swinging off a right, and it goes over the red spot here in Mallow from Kellyanne Hogan. Well worked score from Ballymac, Michael.
Yeah, beginning to find the range. Karen McGrath won it out in the touchline, walked away in field, gave the ball to Sinead Kenrick. Sinead found Kellyanne coming off her shoulder, really good point. So Ballymac have found the range now in the last couple of minutes. Two very important scores.
Well, that's my lot for this week's Lauren Aparca. Plenty more sport to come here on WLR across the weekend. Nigel Kelly will be back with On The Ball on Saturday from 12 midday, while our George Corbett scored a big match on Sunday is the Munster Club Final, Ballygunner versus Clonlara. Join Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy for live coverage from 3:15. Until next time, slán go fóill.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.